Imagine solving 998 times 997 in your head in seconds without a calculator. This isn't a parlor trick. It's Vedic mathematics, an elegant system of mental calculation rediscovered by Jagaguru Swami Sri Bharti Krishna Tirthaji in the early 20th century through deep meditation. While these techniques have gained recognition in Western educational institutions, they remain surprisingly underappreciated in India, their birthplace. Dhaval Bhatia's groundbreaking work transforms these seemingly magical calculation abilities into accessible skills for everyone. What makes these methods revolutionary isn't just their speed, it's how they transform mathematics from a dreaded subject into one people can master with confidence and even enjoyment. These aren't arbitrary shortcuts, but a coherent system built on recognizing the natural patterns within numbers, allowing complex calculations to unfold with remarkable simplicity. The heart of Vedic mathematics lies in 16 sutras, concise formulas that function as master keys unlocking multiple mathematical operations. These weren't explicitly written in the ancient Vedas, but were reconstructed by Swamiji through intensive study of the Atharva Veda. Each sutra provides a principle that applies across various mathematical domains, from arithmetic to calculus. For example, all from 9 and the last from 10 becomes a powerful tool for calculations near powers of 10, while vertically and crosswise transforms multiplication into an elegant dance of digits. What makes these techniques truly revolutionary is their ability to solve complex problems in fewer steps, sometimes instantly. They work with the natural patterns of numbers rather than against them. Have you ever wondered how some people multiply large numbers mentally? The crisscross method, from the Urdhva Tiryak Sutra, transforms multiplication into a rhythmic pattern of diagonal calculations flowing right to left. For two-digit numbers, like 23 times 12, the process has three steps. Multiply one's digits, 3 times 2 equals 6, cross-multiply and add, 2 times 2 plus 3 times 1 equals 7, and multiply 10's digits, 2 times 1 equals 2, yielding 276. The number of steps always follows the formula 2x number of digits minus 1, creating symmetrical patterns that extend to numbers of any size. This method's versatility makes it powerful. It works with algebraic expressions, decimals, and complex calculations. When multiplying expressions like x plus 2, x plus 3, the same crosswise pattern applies, making polynomial multiplication intuitive. In exams, you can often identify correct answers by completing just the first few steps. Consider multiplying 998 times 997. Traditional methods require multiple steps with carrying digits, but the Vedic approach solves it mentally in seconds. The system builds mathematical intuition naturally, breaking the cycle where struggling with math leads to hating it. Students who once feared calculations often master complex operations within weeks, developing both speed and conceptual understanding. Vedic mathematics provides elegant shortcuts for calculating powers. For numbers ending in 5, multiply the digit before 5 by the next higher number, then append 25. Example, 65 squared equals 6 times 7 equals 42, followed by 25, giving 42/25. For other squares, the Yavadunam rule uses reference points called bases. To square 97 using 100 as base, subtract 97 minus 100 equals negative 3, then calculate 97 minus 3 equals 94, left part, and 3 squared equals 9, right part, yielding 9,409. For numbers above a base, like 103, add the surplus. 103 plus 3 equals 106, left part, and 3 squared equals 9 gives 10,609. Cubing uses algebraic expansions like a plus b cubed equals a cubed plus 3a squared b plus 3ab squared plus b cubed. Example, 102 cubed equals 1,000 plus 60,000 plus 1,200 plus 8 equals 1,061,208. The Anarupya Sutra offers another approach using geometric progression, particularly effective with repeating digits. For finding roots, Vedic techniques rely on pattern recognition. When finding a cube root, separate the number before the last three digits. For 287,496, it ends in 6, so the root ends in 6. 287 lies between 216, 6 cubed, and 343, 7 cubed, so the answer is 66. Square roots follow similar patterns. Perfect squares never end with 2, 3, 7, or 8. These techniques transform complex calculations into straightforward mental processes. The base method simplifies calculations by using powers of 10 as reference points. Derived from the Sanskrit sutra Nikilam Navataskaram Dasata, it transforms complex calculations into elegant mental processes. When multiplying numbers close to the same base, like 97 times 99, base 100, we calculate their differences from the base, minus 3 and minus 1, multiply these differences for the right side, 3 times 1 equals 3, and subtract the second number's difference from the first for the left side, 97 minus 1 equals 96. The answer is 9603. This works for numbers above or below the base, with adjustments when they're on opposite sides. For division, we split the dividend into two parts where the right side contains as many digits as zeros in the base. Using the divisor's difference from the base, we create the quotient and remainder. The method's flexibility allows us to choose bases beyond powers of 10 by establishing an actual base and a working base. This lets us select the most convenient reference point for any calculation, often enabling mental solutions. Vedic mathematics extends beyond arithmetic into applications like magic squares and calendar mathematics. Magic squares, grids where rows, columns, and diagonals sum to the same total, appear across ancient cultures worldwide. Creating these follows specific rules. Place one in the centermost square of the last column, then move diagonally southeast for subsequent numbers, treating the grid as if it wraps around. This system creates balanced patterns where any line equals the center number multiplied by the grid size. Calendar mathematics demonstrates practical, everyday applications. Through keys and patterns, you can determine the day of the week for any date from 1901 to 2000 in seconds. The process involves memorizing month keys, tracking leap years, and applying a simple formula. With practice, this seemingly complex calculation becomes second nature. These applications show how Vedic mathematics offers elegant solutions to complex challenges while maintaining practical relevance. By simplifying calculations into manageable steps, it works with rather than against the natural patterns of numbers, transforming mathematics from a mechanical process into an art form that reveals the harmony within numbers that has fascinated scholars for centuries. Mathematics need not inspire fear and frustration. Vedic mathematics offers more than calculation shortcuts. It provides a different approach to numbers that builds intuition, confidence, and genuine understanding. These techniques develop mental agility, pattern recognition, and problem-solving skills crucial in our fast-paced world. This system transforms mathematics from something done reluctantly into something appreciated for its elegant patterns and beauty. Students who master these techniques often discover a newfound appreciation for mathematics beyond improved test scores. They learn to see relationships between numbers, recognize patterns, and approach problems with creative confidence. In our digitally calculated world, these mental mathematics methods develop true mathematical intuition that no calculator can provide. They remind us that mathematics isn't just about correct answers, but understanding the fascinating relationships between numbers that reveal underlying order in our universe. The next time you reach for your calculator to multiply 998 by 997, try the Vedic approach instead. You might discover not only a faster calculation method, but a doorway into a tradition that reveals the poetry within numbers, transforming mathematics from a dreaded subject into a source of wonder and joy.